Doop-a-doop, Scooby, it's Tim and Jess. Catch up. I'm getting better.
I liked that one.
We still haven't got the production made, so that's what you're dealing with.
Wow. Look, what a show this morning. We had so many roller coaster moments.
It's not often at the end of the show I look at myself in the mirror and go, you got a hickey today on the show. It's not often that happens. And my girlfriend wasn't here.
Is this where you saw your life going?
By the time I was 25, I remember writing down as like a 10-year-old that I wanted to live in Perth. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have a family. And I wanted to have a hickey. And I can tick one of those off the bucket list right now.
You're welcome.
Now.
Look, it's not my fault that you were feeling left out. You're the one who brought a vacuum cleaner into this office.
Yeah, it wasn't you giving me the hickey. It was the vacuum cleaner. Because I feel a bit left out. You've got a hickey on your neck from your new boy toy.
All right.
Gregory.
No need to say that.
Real name. And
hey, can we just have a moment here?
Yeah.
He works out on one of the islands. I probably shouldn't say that, should I?
Stop.
He got applauded as he got to work this morning.
Are you bullying him?
He got a round of applause. Everyone's calling him Mr. Hickey.
Well, I did start a hickey chant at a pub on Friday night with you, as a best mate would do, so you are welcome. So now you've both got what you deserved, aggressive attention on your hickeys.
I'm all right with it.
But hey, there's heaps of other better things on the show than just that. Also, the return of something that I thought was dead. I thought it was gone.
No.
I thought it was out of here.
It's come back and it's bigger and better than ever. The pressure test is back. Your chance to play for a trip away to Heron Island.
Yeah, not $1,000 anymore. Who needs $1,000 when you're in Heron Island? Mm-hmm. Unless you want to take $1,000. Anyway, here's the show. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ. Good morning. It is Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 6:02. Great to be back on your Monday morning.
Yeah, and something very special happening today, Tim.
Oh, we're not just back for your Monday. The pressure test is back.
I mean, could you be more excited than having the pressure test back with a brand new prize as well, Tim?
We won't reveal the prize just yet. Would you prefer the prize that it used to be, which was $1,000, or would you prefer the current prize?
I mean, the new prize is pretty fantastic. It's something you wouldn't usually spend on yourself.
No, it's very much a special occasion.
Yes.
And after 8 a.m., every single day now, the pressure test will be back. Your chance to win a magnificent prize every single day.
We'll give you some more details just before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So stick around for that. But up next, apparently, there could be a sinkhole in Gladstone.
In Gladstone, part of central Queensland here. And as of today, there has been a ban placed on certain vehicles. We'll go through all the information up next because this sinkhole might be causing some havoc very, very soon. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. For those of you listening in Gladstone and you've got a 5-ton vehicle, I've got some bad news for you. Get off Gundoon Street.
Such a specific request.
This is the Gladstone Regional Council's issued, as of today, 5-ton vehicles will no longer be allowed on Gundoon Street, the main street in Gladstone.
Do you know how heavy your vehicle is?
It's not 5 tons, champion.
How heavy would it, like, a regular car be?
Less than a ton.
Okay.
So this is larger,
like,
trucks.
Big trucks.
Yes, it's not a Toyota Corolla with something in the boot. It's quite large vehicles because there is concerns that there might be some sinkholes along Gundoon Street.
Right.
So they're doing some research and doing some work to strengthen the roads.
Well, it's good that they're getting on top of it before, like, an accident happens, because you and I have both our old radio station was very prone to a sinkhole area.
It was built on a sinkhole.
Yeah.
So, you know, in 100 years, it'll be 3,000 metres below sea level and you'll have to get an escalator down to the town.
So is it just Gundoon Street that's closed?
Gundoon Street is the main area that everyone's watching. So obviously there's going to be lots of signage.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haul on a big load, don't go down the dune, as the kids say. Just leave the dune out of
this. That's what they say. Lots of signs up all the time saying don't go down the dune.
But to be fair, I think this is definitely precautionary, because I can't remember ever seeing a 5-tonner or something close to a 5-tonner on Gundoon Street. It's got some quite torque roundabouts.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't Gundoon Street super narrow?
It's very narrow.
Yeah.
First of all, maybe this is for, like, loading and unloading trucks. Because obviously there's a lot of shops on Gundoon Street that need this, so they're going to have to start going back roads.
So can regular drivers drive down Gundoon Street today?
Yes, I have just told you.
Yeah,
it's not closed off. They're signing. It's just they're saying 5-ton cars don't go on it. 5-ton trucks. It's not closed.
Sure. All right.
It's just saying don't drive on us as if you're heavy.
Mate, I've got to get to Golden Chicken for lunch today. Stressed out.
Don't take the semi-trailer.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
How do you tell if a fish is fresh? I don't cook a lot of fish.
Normally, if they kiss back, fresh. that's the advice I would pass on.
Apparently, a lot of the time you can tell by their eyes.
Well, if the eyes are a bit more clearer and less milky, in my past experience, I would say that that's a clear indicator of freshness.
Well, over in the Middle East, a store that sells fish.
Well known for its oceans,
obviously.
The Middle East.
Well, they're not getting, obviously, their fish is not so fresh.
No, they've got to get it delivered on trucks with ice.
So a store has been shut down after they've apparently been trying to dupe their customers.
Okie doke.
They've been putting googly eyes on their fish.
Impressive.
And it looks like it looks properly. I mean,
it looks proper real.
There's a picture. I'll pop it up on our Instagram. Just go and check it out at Hits CQ.
Yeah.
The picture of the fish with a googly eye looks a lot fresher than the fish with its real eye.
Of course it would. And this isn't, I'm assuming, advice to local fish vendors.
Saying, oh God, no.
Hey, if your barramundi's not looking that fresh, just glue some googly eyes on
there. I feel like Coles would get into a lot of trouble if they're selling the fish with googly eyes on them. But you got to admit, it's a pretty good, like, pretty good plan.
It seems that Google Eyes are saving many things.
Yes.
As we spoke about last week, robots have been started to be given googly eyes so that they're less intimidating to older people because older people are afraid of technology. And it seems to work hand in hand with fresh fish as well.
I mean, I just love it. It looks so great. I think, I mean, look, I don't buy a lot of fish, so I wouldn't even begin to know what to look for. So if I saw a fish like that, I'd be like, that looks appealing.
Your knowledge of fish would be that low that you could find a fish skeleton and be like, geez, this is it's a bit thin, but you know what? Here's my $30. Thank you, Mr. Fish Vendor. And does it come with the glue or do I stick the eyes on myself?
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and people are already saying that Lady Gaga is going to be absolutely smashing awards season.
Well, this new film that her and... Is it Bradley Cooper?
Yes.
It's a remake of an old movie. What's the movie called?
A Star is Born, and it premiered at the Venice Film Festival yesterday.
Oh, la-dee-da.
Got an 8-minute standing ovation.
All right, that's a bit dramatic.
8 minutes of people applauding.
Were Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga in the audience? Because I feel like
sure.
You have to. Like, I've never been to a movie and thought, you know what? Time to get out 8 minutes straight of my hands banging and slanging together.
I mean, it must be a good movie. I've not seen it. Apparently, this is
the
fourth remake.
Sure.
This is the fourth remake of it. And Lady Gaga is starring alongside Bradley Cooper. Apparently, the singing's phenomenal. The acting's phenomenal.
Well,
the whole movie, the way it looks, is incredible.
Well, Lady Gaga being a good singer would help the singing part.
Yeah, that's
and Bradley
true.
Cooper being a great actor would probably help the acting part. He's won a lot of awards. Like, I saw him in Silver Linings Playbook.
Yep.
Very good movie.
Well, people are saying that this is going to be...
This is the new Silver Lining.
The movie to beat this awards season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Take that, Lego Batman.
Rotten Tomatoes, it's already got a 94% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And it hasn't even hit Aussie cinemas yet. So it's going to hit Aussie cinemas October 18th.
Oh, geez.
And I cannot wait.
Can't wait to see the cinema write up. if it's as good as Hot Tomato or whatever it is, I'm not sure.
Rotten
Tomatoes, sorry. My bad.
Good Lord. You can check out the full trailer for yourself at hit.com.au and get excited. October 18, A Star is Born. It's going to be the hit of the season.
All right. I'm genuinely intrigued about this movie. It's Tim and Jess here on Hits CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
You might remember the plight only 2 weeks ago of Peter Dutton trying to become the Prime Minister of our country.
Yeah, it just happened all of a sudden. He was like, hey, yo, I'm here. And Malcolm, you're terrible.
And then it was looking very likely that he was going to be Prime Minister. And then Scott Morrison, after the leadership spill happened, came out on top. Even him going, I don't know how this happened.
He's got such a friendly little face, yeah. ScoMo.
ScoMo is enjoying his first fortnight Prime Minister, and who isn't enjoying his run is Peter Dutton, the person that failed to challenge for the leadership. But it wasn't the only Peter Dutton that was at the centre of this leadership spill scandal a fortnight ago. There was an American man who also has the name Peter Dutton that people were tagging on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, that was getting all these notifications going, he's running for Prime Minister. And he was like, hey guys, I'm a 30-year-old black man from Texas. Leave me alone.
Not the Peter Dutton you're after.
Absolutely not. But you could say that a second Peter Dutton now is trying to take over Australia on a different front. So there was the first Peter Dutton, the All actual right. Australian.
Sure.
I'm going to call him Australian Dutton and American Dutton. Just to
and now there's a third one.
No. Australian Dutton failed to take over Australia as the leader of the country. American Dutton, in January 2019, is heading over to Australia after an outpour of support and going to try and take over Australia in the business of gourmet popcorn, a business that he already runs.
Gourmet popcorn.
He wants to open an Australian market because of the short two-week fame that he's received.
Oh, honey, boo-boo. By January, we'll probably have a new prime minister.
I know. But you got to think there's probably more Scott Morrisons out there than Peter Duttons.
You reckon?
Oh, absolutely. Scott and Morrison are the two whitest Australian male names that exist. And genuinely, Peter Dutton from America is coming over to Australia to try his hand in the Australian market popcorn business.
Can we try and get him to CQ?
Mate, you are reading my mind.
Yes.
I want Gourmet Popcorn, which is his business, to be CQ's number one popcorn franchise. I just want that. By the end of 2019.
Is there a market for popcorn in CQ?
That's why it's a perfect place to come to. So this is a full invitation, and should maybe we write a letter?
I think so. Let's get in touch.
We'll get in touch, and we'll write a letter to Peter Dutton, American popcorn gourmet superstar, to come to Central Queensland, the perfect place to start off his popcorn business.
I'm going to leave that letter to you.
Oh, you know how good I am at being kind and forward in writing emails and letters, so this should go well. Peter Dutton, American, looking forward to you ruling the country in popcorn, not government. Thank you. Tim and Jess on Hits. Thank you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hits.
Hey, it's Jess Glynn.
Want to see me live?
Oh, I'll be there. Oh, won't you hold my hand?
Fly away to the UK and see me, Jess Glynn.
Jess Glynn's new album, Always In Between, featuring the hit single, I'll Be There, out October 19.
Jess Glynn, we want to send you to see her in the UK with her new album, Always In Between.
Our VIPs get access to some huge artists, Tim. We've already sent people to see Backstreet Boys this year.
Yep.
We've sent people
Post Malone in Vegas.
I mean, you need to become a hit VIP if you haven't already.
Yeah. Even some friends have been asking me recently. It's one of the most frequent questions I get asked. It's like, if I become a hit VIP, do I get spammed?
No.
You don't get spammed with emails. You absolutely don't. You get to pick incredible music and you get to go into the draw for these incredible experiences.
All you have to do, if you're already a Hit VIP, great. Yeah. Head to hit.com.au, fill out your Hit VIP survey. Tell us what music you love listening to. Boom, you're in the draw.
Look, there is two levels to this. Obviously, it's becoming a Hit VIP. And those Hit VIPs that do register, we're going to be calling them for the next few weeks. And in Jess Glynn's new song, I'll Be There, you might hear something a bit different. That's this.
I'll be there, I'll be there for you.
You don't hear a lot of yodeling these days.
No, you don't hear a lot of yodeling at all. And my first thought is I want to hear more yodeling on the radio. And I think everyone would be on the same page. We all want to hear a yodel here. We all want to hear a yodel there.
If you want to go see Jess Glynn in the UK, you have to give us a little yodel on air.
Can you give us an example?
Of what?
Of a yodel.
I'll be there.
No, just like, you don't have to do that yodel. You could do any yodel. So,
What other yodel do you want me to do?
Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. Should we get a professional yodeler on the show?
I feel like we might have to because you and I have bad at
Does it get much better than that? So if you yodel for us, you go on the standby list one step closer to seeing Jess Glynn. Hey, look, we're not going to get you to yodel when you answer the phone because that might be weird, especially if a doctor's calling you.
Sure.
Hello, is that Susan? Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. All right, you're going to have to come and see your test results. We're going to just try and persuade you to see if you will yodel
first
on the radio.
First step, hit.com.au, become a Hit VIP.
That's right. Make sure you go to that website. You could be a Hit VIP and seeing Jess Glynn in the UK. A brand new album is out October 19. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
If I'm being honest, I wish I was a bit stronger because it's been a sad weekend for me. personally, and I think a lot of people around Central Queensland in NRL tipping competitions. It all came to a close yesterday afternoon with the Broncos dismantling the Sea Eagles.
Sure.
And it was tight. A lot of people would have competitions, family, work, friends, and it all comes down to the wire.
We have one here at HIT, and you were looking pretty strong. I was beating the boss. That was my only goal, to beat our boss.
Oh, you didn't beat the boss. He ended up beating you by about six.
It's because I gave up the last few weeks. Yes. I haven't been dipping.
And technically, I got the equal first score.
Equal first?
For the NRL tipping at a HIT CQ here. Right. But, like, I hope not many people have to deal with what I'm dealing right now, is that I've lost by margin.
Oh, no. You were explaining to me margin at the start of the year. Yeah.
So, essentially, it's the collective score of the first game.
Yeah.
So that if this problem arises where two people get the same score, which is me and sales staff Nick.
Oh, you're calling him out?
Yeah.
Sure.
He was freaking out. His wife texted me yesterday going, "What have you done to my husband?" He's pacing, thinking all the different scenarios. I got 7 out of 8. He got 6 out of 8. So we're on the same score now, but his margin is better than mine by 5.
Oh.
I have lost money because of 5 points. And in my opinion, and I watched Talladega Nights just the other morning, if you're not first, you're last. I might as well be below you. That's how bad I'm feeling right now.
Why are we bringing me into this?
I just feel it's necessary because I am so... And the worst thing is, I don't even care, but I care at the same time because I know nothing about the NRL. Yeah,
you also didn't win Employee of the Month this year, so really, you're having a bad week.
Because when I won Employee of the Month, I drew and then it was given to you.
Yeah.
So
I'm the better
employee. I was going to call the general manager, but he's put a ban on him being on the show. He doesn't want to be on the show anymore.
He can't affect anything.
Apparently we're bullying him, quotation marks. And if you you did win your NRL tipping competition, congratulations. And I hope you're not feeling how I'm feeling today.
Wow, you sound really happy for everyone who did win.
Nick, so great, man. Congratulations, Nick. You're the best. We're not accepting his emails anymore.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, there was a bit of controversy at the Aretha Franklin Memorial this weekend.
Oh, you know what? We did not see this coming. It really was a spectacular and special memorial service. Over 2 days, celebrities, incredible performances, and no one more phenomenal than Ariana Grande, who performed during the memorial. But after the performance, she goes to walk off stage, and the pastor leading the memorial pulled her back on stage and then proceeded to talk to her, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. However, when he was talking to her, he put his arm around her and pulled her in quite close to him and uncomfortably close. Like, it really, I'm not trying to be extra dramatic, even though I love being extra dramatic. He actually pulled her in really close and he kind of rubbed the side of her. Now, you would have seen his video going all around the world today because it was so incredibly uncomfortable. The pastor has come out today and apologized. He's come out saying, "Look, I do apologize if I seemed a little bit too familiar with Ariana. Didn't really mean it." So the story's over. It won't go any further, but I tell you what.
I didn't really mean it as a defense, Dean. You'd like disgusting.
You'd like to think it wasn't intentional. Sure. Because it could be, like, obviously, he was wet. Television and everything. It's an uncomfortable situation. As long as, the apology's there, let's try not to focus on it because it is a bit of a tricky story, hey?
Yeah.
All right, no worries. Thank you so much, Dean. We'll chat to you tomorrow, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Yesterday, Father's Day all around Australia. Special moments for first-time fathers and fathers all around.
I was at the beach yesterday watching all the dads playing with their new toys. There was a dad with a drone. There was a dad with a metal detector. There was dads everywhere playing with their new gadgets.
See, I can't wait to be a dad whenever that day will be.
Yeah.
Hopefully not soon. Not ready. But I'm looking forward to Father's Day.
Right.
Because it's a special moment. But if you are a little bit like me, you maybe forgot about your dad on Father's Day. Don't worry, we got you back. Because
yes.
If you maybe forgot that your dad had Father's Day yesterday, it's not even like, "Oh, when's his birthday?" It's like, Father's Day is just for everyone. Mm-hmm. You should be aware of this. We can help you out right now.
I've got a mate who just stopped at the servo and got her dad like a box of chocolates because she was like, "Oh, crap, I forgot Father's Day."
And they didn't have socks in the aisle, socks and chocolates.
Yeah. Thanks to Harvey Norman Gladstone, we have got some beard and mustache trimmers.
Yes, for the careful dad, mm-hmm. for the clean-shaven dad. And what we need you to do right now is 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Tell us why you stuffed up on Father's Day. If you forgot your dad on Father's Day, we can give the first three people that call through a shaver for their dad. If your dad's just got a bad beard, 13, 12, 16, let us know.
Maybe you just got a really crap present for him yesterday.
It is all thanks to Harvey Norman Gladson. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Did you forget your dad on Father's Day? Trying to help out for the kids that maybe forgot their dad this Father's
Day. And the adults. Because it seems the kids are a bit more switched on, Tim. What did you get your dad for Father's Day?
I missed a phone call. Love you, Dad. No, I got a hold of him eventually. He was out with the boys.
Right.
And then he came home and we had a quick chat. And then he went to bed. And that's, in my heart, what Father's Day is all about.
Absolutely.
But Harvey Norman Gladson is helping out people like me that are mild idiots.
Well, they had the best Father's Day presents this Father's Day.
Oh, absolutely. And Harvey Norman Gladson has given us 3 beard trimmers, beard shavers to give away for those of you that maybe forgot about Father's Day or maybe just gave a crap present. And we've had Brittany from, is it Gracemere? Brittany
yes.
From Gracemere on 13, 12, 16. Brittany, did you forget your dad's Father's Day?
Oh, I kind of did.
What do you mean kind of did, Brittany?
There's
what
a difference between kinda and not.
I was fully aware it was Father's Day yesterday. Still went and seen Dad, gave him a hug with nothing.
Oh, no. But a hug. Just a hug.
Brittany, can we have a real moment? Yes. At what point do we stop giving gifts? Because
you never stop giving gifts. A hug is acceptable as a gift when you haven't got money. Like when you're 5 years old and you go, Dad, happy Father's Day, and you give him a hug. Great. Yeah.
I had money. We just forgot halfway to Dad's house.
And, you know, driving past all the Stocklands and everything, you thought, nah, it's probably not going to happen today, hey? Does your dad have a beard?
Yeah, pretty well. Yes, he does.
Do you reckon he'd shave it if we gave you one of these beard trimmers from Harvey
Norman Gladson? He doesn't have to shave it. He can trim it as well.
No, shave it off.
No, well, he actually goes to the barber and gets it trimmed.
Oh, well, perfect.
So he doesn't have to.
Now he doesn't have to anymore. Funny. Thanks to Harvey Norman Gladson. We want to give you a little shaver for your dad.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Of course,
what's
mate.
His name, Brittany?
Stephen.
Happy Father's Day, Stephen.
Happy Father's Day. And you're going to save $7 a month now getting your beard trimmed. So if you want to send us that money, that'd be great. Thank you very much, Britt.
Awesome, thank you.
No worries, mate.
13, 12, 16. We've still got a couple more shavers to give away, so give us a call, and that one could be yours for Dad.
Yeah, you could shave his eyebrows. What a present. 13, 12, 16. If you want that shaver for your dad, it's Tim and Jess here on Hits EQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
This is back on your radio.
Tim and Jess's pressure test.
Thanks to Heron Island.
The Great Barrier Reef on your doorstep.
That's right. Instead of $1,000, you can win a holiday package to Heron Island.
I mean, travel into Heron Island and take advantage of their exclusive locals-only offers.
Yes, absolutely. And essentially, if you haven't heard the game, we haven't played it for a while, 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you get them all right, the holiday is yours. And we have Tammy from Rockhampton playing this morning. Now, Tammy, out of, say, like a high school exam or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, what do you think you would be better at?
Probably passing high school.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, dear.
That's probably not the thing. Well,
this is not bode well for us today.
Your time, you have 1 minute for these 10 questions. We wish you the best of luck. Your time starts now.
What are the two colours on the Hit logo?
Red and blue.
Jess Glynn yodels in which Hit song?
I'll be there.
What is the highest visible number on a dartboard?
20.
Walt Disney created the cartoon character Snoopy, true or false?
Pardon?
Walt Disney created the cartoon character Snoopy, true or false?
False.
Who was the drummer for Nirvana?
Oh. Pass.
What year did the internet first become available in Australia?
91.
Who is the Prime Minister of Australia?
Scott Morrison.
In the fairy tale, how many dwarves did Snow White live with?
7.
Solange is the younger sister of which female superstar?
Pass.
If you have insomnia, you have difficulty doing what?
Sleeping.
Oh, Tammy.
Tammy. My friend. Oh, I thought you were going to say another word there.
It was a good crack, Tammy.
I was going to say, you probably got seven or eight there.
Yeah, you got eight. We had a couple passes as well, though. So Dave Grohl was the drummer of Nirvana. I feel like you had that one on the tip of your tongue, Tammy.
Also, was it 80?
It was right there.
89 was the year the internet first came to Australia. Yeah. And there were, how many dwarves were there?
There were seven.
Oh, seven.
Yeah. Oh. Solange is the youngest sister.
Where's the E coming from, mate?
It's just the youngest sister of Beyonce.
Tammy, unfortunately, you didn't win that trip to Heron Island, but we really appreciate you playing, mate. Hopefully, you can play again another day.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
If you were following the show last week, you might have heard on your radio a bit more pep in Jess's step.
Okay.
Because she's got a new boy toy.
Don't call him a boy toy.
His name is Gregory.
It's not his name.
You're about a week and a half deep into love. And
Settle down.
You're going hard.
Surprisingly, you haven't scared him away just yet.
I met him. I met Gregory.
Yeah.
What a nice boy he is. I'm glad that you found a nice boy. And it's great to see that you two are happy. You're so happy.
Right.
That one of you...
Where are you going with this?
...gave the other a hickey the other
day. Okay. Shut up, Tim.
I can still see it. It looks like you've been shot in the neck with a dart.
No. I've covered it very well.
I disagree.
Very good at this. I thought it was not as noticeable today.
Oh, no. It looks like someone's punched you with two fingers in the neck.
Okay,
just like
good.
a quick
you make
stab
it sound
in the
like
neck.
A vampire bite.
And look, to be honest, as a 27-year-old, you probably shouldn't be getting a hickey.
No, but look, it's easy to get carried away with these things.
And I'm feeling left a little bit out again.
Do you need me to give you a hickey?
Well, yeah. I want a hickey.
Your girlfriend's away, Tim. Oh, Tim.
I've got a vacuum.
Oh, it's Tim.
Give me a hickey.
Hang on. Do you want me to cut? Hang on. Just put the vacuum cleaner down for
a
second. Let's talk about your girlfriend's been away.
Yeah. I would get her in here, but she's been away.
Right. I don't think she'd come in here.
And I've never had a hickey.
You've never had a hickey.
I want you to give me
my first... taking my headphones off and coming around.
Let's do this. I need it because I'm going to a wedding this week, so it needs to be low and not popping out of the collar. So turn on the vacuum.
This could take a while.
Just chuck it here. We'll go to a song at the on button. No, what are you doing?
Where's the on button?
Yeah, that's the one. All right, just here.
Okay.
Oh, this is more...
How does it feel?
Yeah, this is pretty good. All right, what we'll do now is we'll go...
It's not really doing... Oh, no, it is doing stuff.
What we're going to do now... Take it off just a second. Let's see how we're going. Oh, that's... all right, we're going to go to the ads, and on the other side, we'll finish this hickey off, hey?
Yeah, no, it needs a lot more than that. Yeah, you've seen mine? It's not as impressive.
All right, put it back on. Okay, you've got to turn it back on. All right, we'll be back in a second with Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Yes, on Hit CQ.
Sorry, I think I just broke my vacuum.
If you have just joined us, you are listening to Tim and Jess, of course. We have just been in the middle of giving Tim a hickey.
I think I broke the vacuum.
You broke the vacuum.
It won't work. It sucked too hard.
How did you break? Oh, my God.
A bit of context.
Oh, Chris.
Bit of context. Jess got a hickey from her new boo, Gregory.
Okay. No,
sorry. Gregory.
We just started hanging out. Let's just have some chill.
Gregory, aka Mr. Hickey, because what have you got on your neck, champion?
Okay, I've got a little hickey.
Yeah, and I felt
It wasn't so little. It's going down.
I felt very excluded, and with my girlfriend not being here, she's away at the moment, there was no one to give me a hickey, so I got you to do it.
Mm.
Not with your mouth, but with a vacuum cleaner that now is broken and you'll have to pay for.
I can't believe you just broke the vacuum cleaner.
Tell you what.
And it looks garbage. You did a crap job.
I tell you what. If this is what hickeys feel like, I'm glad I don't have one because that hurt. Are they meant to rip your chest hair out?
No, it's not. Well, you're not supposed to do it there. I don't know why you didn't do it on your neck.
Because I have a wedding that I'm going to, and I don't want to be rocking up to a wedding going, oh, where'd you get the hickey? You and Jess your girlfriend have been hanging out. Like, this isn't from my girlfriend. From work, Jess.
Work, Jess, in a vacuum cleaner.
No,
things got sexy at work the other day.
It was a quiet morning. So, hey, if you want a hickey and make it look like to your mates that you're getting some, get a vacuum. I'm going to rephrase.
Or get a Gregory, either way.
Happy Monday.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and the NRLW is about to kick off. A few trial games over the weekend, Tim. Yesterday we saw the Brisbane Broncos women's team go up against the Papua New Guinea Orchids in a bit of a trial match at Suncorp Stadium. And the Broncos came out on top.
Awesome.
With local girl Chelsea Baker.
Hey, Chelsea Baker.
She was
Baker.
The captain of my team, the Gladstone Wallabies, and she came out as man of the match as well.
Woman of the match.
Well, sorry.
WOM.
It was 48-14 victory.
Girl.
I mean, this has got to get the girls feeling really, really good.
I think a lot of us are excited for the NRLW to kick off. I think it is going to be a really special season when it finally does kick off.
Yeah, and such an epic game to watch yesterday. If that's anything to go by, the NRLW is going to be a fantastic season.
Yep. Great to hear Chelsea killing it. As she always does, no matter where she plays.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully we can get her on the show a little bit later this week.
Mate, you're buds with her. Just get her on the show.
Yeah. I've been messaging her. I think she's still sleepy, man. She's got to recover this
fair
morning.
Enough.
You can check out that story as well as everything else is trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And as most of you are probably aware, we've started brewing a beer for you, the Hit CQ beer.
We are going to be hosting Oktoberfest at the GECC October 13. We thought, you know what? Since we are hosting, we wanted to bring down our own limited edition Hit Central Queensland beer.
It's going to be yours. Essentially, everything, every decision besides actually how it's made is yours.
Well, I mean, we decided to go to an expert for how it was made because you thought you'd bring your own beer. And I wanted to get someone in that knew what they were doing. Dean Costigan from Sick Puppy Brewery.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what it takes. And we're making a very special German lager.
Yes. And the best thing is it's gluten-free. For the most part, about 99% gluten. So for those of you that have issues with gluten and maybe celiac, this beer is for you. And we got a bit of audio of Friday, which was day one of the brewing of the beer, and was very honoured to be able to pour the first hop tablets into the brew.
It's hard to pronounce, but it's called Hallertau Mittelfra. I wouldn't know how to spell it.
Hallertau Mittelfra.
Yeah.
Is that German?
It is. Do you want to do the honours?
Sure, so just drop it in.
Actually,
do we really want to let Tim touch the beer?
He'll be right, he'll be right. All good. All right, and chuck it just in that container.
Perfect. And so this is where, this is our beer.
Yep.
I feel like a witch, like near a little...
Funny you say that, because that apparently is true. Witches used to brew beer, and that's why they used to wear the hat to stand out in the crowds. They used to have the big
and the cauldron
pot. Yep. So apparently, women used to brew beer back in the day. I don't know how true that is.
This is why I'm better than you.
There we go.
That's why I'm better at brewing than you are. It's in my blood.
It's in your blood. This is our beer, and we are launching it for Oktoberfest, as we said, and we're going to get to chatting with Dean, making sure we're on track with this beer because it's going to be a special moment for all of us.
But for right now, I guess we need a name for it.
Yeah,
we need a name. I mean, we need a German name, I guess.
Probably.
It's something Oktoberfest-y.
Yeah. All right, we'll start taking suggestions tomorrow morning on the show. We want you to tell us what Hit CQ beers should be called. We're open to any and all suggestions. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
An iconic episode of Neighbours is set to hit our screens tonight from 6:30 on 11. It is the official wedding, the first ever same-sex marriage on Australian screens, David and Aaron tying the knot.
Their names of the actors are Matt Wilson and Takeya Honda, and we're very lucky to be speaking to them on the phone right now. Thanks very much for joining us, boys.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
Now, Matt, what was it like being involved in this special moment that's happening on Neighbours tonight at 6:30 on Channel 11?
Still doesn't feel real. I've been on the show for about 3.5 years now, and this by far is the highlight of my time here. So for such an important moment for Australian television as well as Neighbours, and I was lucky enough to get picked to play Aaron and in the wedding. So, it still doesn't feel real.
Okay, was it a bit intimidating having someone like Magda Sabansky doing the nuptials? Because she'll be on tonight from 6:30.
Yes. I mean, you know, we have this icon not only of Australian television and comedy, but also an icon of the marriage equality movement as well coming on for what would be, what it has become and being the first same-sex wedding on Australian television since it being legalised. So that was a huge thing for us, and we were so honoured that she was willing to be a part of it, and not only that, she was wanting to be.
Yeah.
And she came on and does such incredible work. She manages to balance the comedy that she brings as well as the sentiment of the moment so beautifully. It's a sight to see.
I thought we'd already had this moment on television here in Australia, but yeah. So this makes it
this
even more
first.
Special. When you guys found out that this episode was going to be happening, what was your initial reaction?
We've been hinting this idea for a long time. Oh, wouldn't it be cool if we got married? Oh, wouldn't it be great if they had this awesome wedding? We never knew when it was going to happen.
It was something that when I started 2 years ago, my first meeting with the script, the head of script here, said to me that the journey for David and Aaron, which was, you know, always going to be the long-term partnership, they wanted it to get to a wedding. So it was super exciting for us when we heard that it was finally going to happen.
Well, obviously, it wouldn't be a neighbour's wedding without a little bit of drama going on. Can you give us a little bit of a hint?
What drama?
There's not going to be a Toadie and Dee situation at the end of the wedding, is there?
Yeah, that's where I leave the show. Yeah.
We can't give it. Don't
get in the car.
No, look, in classic soap opera style, yes, there is going to be a few speed humps along the way, but all in all, it's a beautiful episode. They do get to the end of the aisle, nobody dies, and it's a beautiful scene. And I think that's
spoilers,
exactly
guys.
Oh, jeez, I don't need to watch it now.
Oh, but wait. No, we can't say that, can we?
No, you're all good. We're so excited. 6:30 tonight
on
Channel 11.
It's a two-day event. So it starts tonight and it finishes up tomorrow. So it's going to be an epic wedding if it has to go across two episodes.
Thank you very much. Matt Wilson and Takea Honda, they're playing David and Aaron, the first same-sex marriage on Australian television since gay marriage was made legal here in Australia. We really appreciate you guys speaking to us, and we're really looking forward to tonight.
Thank you, Tim and
Jess. No worries, guys.
It's going to be a cracker of an episode. Like, I don't even watch Neighbours that often anymore.
You were in it.
Yeah.
As an extra.
I mean,
in 2002 or whatever it was.
You're absolutely right.
But it is special for the boys. A lot more special than any episode you were ever
that's
in.
That's true. I can't even tell you what character I play.
Extra 38.
Generic girl
anyway,
in school uniform.
Yes, make sure you do check it out. 6:30 tonight on Channel 11. We got to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a big day. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 5 a.m.
Opening the courtroom of Tim and Jess. Talking
sensitive.
About your neighbours.
Yes, and something that you do with yours and I don't with mine.
This is something you had to go at me about this morning.
Absolutely.
We have to put it on hold. Wait, open the courtroom tomorrow, and then argue.
Anyway, we got to get out of here. This morning's show has been thanks to Bill Robertson Toyota. Go check out the new Toyota Corolla hatch. It's out now, but until tomorrow, hooroo.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.